Increasing strategic and economic tensions with China and an impending election in May have finally made Australia sign a free trade agreement with India. Canberra believes it will further enhance the comprehensive strategic partnership with New Delhi. Barry O'Farrell, Australian High Commissioner to India, said Monday, without mentioning China, "There's a panda in the room. India has faced border tensions, Australia has faced economic coercion, we were facing new challenges in the Pacific. Those issues are not going to disappear overnight." According to the envoy, this is why it made strategic sense for both Canberra and New Delhi to sign the Australia-India Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, or the AIECTA. The phase one of the ECTA was signed on April 2nd, even as Australia continues to face trade tensions with its biggest trade partner, China. The negotiations for the ECTA began in 2011, and in these 11 years, the talks have undergone several ups and downs and missed several deadlines. O'Farrell said at an event organized by the Australia-India Institute, "Our geography places us squarely in the middle of the world's strategic center of gravity, and as the international system becomes more multipolar, the region's resilience will be tested. Current events in Europe serve to remind us of the profound strategic challenges and disruption the world is facing. The order that has supported peace and prosperity over decades is being challenged, and there's no doubt the implications of the invasion of Ukraine will reverberate in our region for some time." Hinting at China, the envoy said that it is due to the panda that Australia, India, Japan and the US came together to revive the Quad. O'Farrell also said that while Australia understands why India has taken a neutral stance in the Russia-Ukraine war, it will nevertheless have implications in the Indo-Pacific. He also referred to India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru's policy of non-alignment. O'Farrell further said, "Australia understands India's position. An Indian PM 65 years ago outlined a sensible doctrine where he said India was not in the business of condemnation, but in business of creating conditions in which solutions can be found." According to diplomatic sources, Australia was also keen to sign the deal with India at the earliest, since it is also heading for elections in May 2022. This is also why Australia gave in to some of the demands India had made earlier and accommodated some of these demands, especially in services trade. Thank you for listening.